It's time.
We are not called to be nice.
Sandy Rios, welcome, Sandy. Thanks for being here.
We are often called to be confrontational.
And here with me in D.C. is Fox News contributor Sandy Rios.
And you still like me, or you don't like me, James?
Are you okay? You all right?
I'm a musician. I can't help it.
Longtime Fox News contributor Sandy Rios, thanks very much for being with us.
We have, I think it's 4-1 youth in America wants gay marriage.
Our kids are the product of public schools. No wonder they poll the way they do.
It's time to stand up or we're going to lose everything we have.
Director of Governmental Affairs for the American Family Association.
Step up, speak up, say something, do something.
This isn't a game. This is real life.
Sandy Rios is with the American Family Association.
A pro-life radio talk show host.
Some things are worth fighting for.
Good morning. How many aliens do we have in the United States? We don't know. We'll be talking about that this hour. My name is J. Christian Adams. I'm thrilled to be here for Sandy Rios in the morning on American Family Radio. Some of you may remember I'm a frequent guest of Sandy's, appear on Fox News. I'm the president of the Public Interest Legal Foundation, which is a law firm dedicated to election integrity and fighting voter fraud. And I'm so thrilled to be here this morning talking about some big, big issues that are coming up later this month. You know, June is the month that the Supreme Court hands down its most controversial cases. And sometimes you wonder what even makes these controversial. I thought everybody would agree, wouldn't they, on certain basic American values. But as we know, every June at the end of the month comes the cases that are controversial because, let's just put it out there. The institutional left hates certain things. And one of those things that they hate is knowing how many non-citizens are in the United States. And that's one of the big cases this year on the Supreme Court's docket. We're going to be talking about it this hour. We're also going to be joined by Hans von Spakovsky of the Heritage Foundation. He'll be joining us at the bottom of the hour. And we'll be taking your calls at 1-888-589-8840. With American Family Radio with Sandy Rios in the morning. Great to be here, folks. Now, don't we always hear that a certain political party or a certain ideological faction are big fans of science, right? Science. They believe in science. And you'll drive around and, you know, you'll see the word science in the middle of the fish on the back of the car. Sometimes it says Darwin, but sometimes it says science. And we're always told that they're the folks who believe in science. Well, this year, and this presidency with Donald Trump, Secretary of Commerce Wilbur Ross decided to add a question to the U.S. Census. Remember, this is the same census that asks you, or used to ask you, how many toilets do you have in your house? Well, Secretary Ross said, this year in the 2020 census, we're going to ask, are you a citizen of the United States? Shocker, right? Are you a citizen of the United States, yes or no? You might wonder, why hasn't the census been asking that in the first place? But it hasn't. It hasn't been asking that since 1950. 1950 was the last census where we actually collected citizenship data. So this year, Secretary Ross has decided to add that question of the census. And why is Secretary Ross, the head of the Department of Commerce, even involved? Well, that's because the census is administered by the Department of Commerce, and he has the authority under the law to do that. Well, you might ask yourself, Christian Adams, why on earth is this now one of the biggest Supreme Court cases of the term? After all, wouldn't we want to know how many citizens are in the United States? Oh, you haven't been following along if you're asking me that question, because we now know that anything that relates to immigration, voting rights, voter fraud, border control, sanctity of American borders, oh, these are issues that are existential to the institutional left. And what happens after Donald Trump's administration has the census question announced? You all know the answer if you've been following along. It's an L word, and it's lawsuits. Lawsuits gets filed by a swarm of left-wing groups. And I'll just pick one of them. You all have heard of them. It's the ACLU. The ACLU and a bunch of other left-wing groups filed over 12 lawsuits to stop the question on the census, are you a citizen of the United States? Now, I know a lot of you out there are thinking this is the craziest thing I've ever heard, and you're right, but it's part of a wider pattern of crazy where things that are common sense, where things that involve gathering facts, where we simply want to reflect reality in the census and determine what the facts are controversial. That's where we are in America today. I would submit that 30 years ago, this wouldn't have been an issue. 10 years ago, it might not have been an issue for the 2010 census. Of course, there was no chance that President Obama was going to add this to the census for the same reason that President Trump is now being sued over it. But here is why this case, and it's going to be a case that is going to decide the question in the Supreme Court of the United States, is does Secretary Ross, does the administration, does President Trump have the power under the law to add the question, are you a United States citizen, to the U.S. Census? I mean, really, that's where we are now in 2019 in America, where Congress passes a statute and it says the president and the Secretary of Commerce have authority to determine the census questions. They determine that one of the census questions is going to be, are you a U.S. citizen? And it has to go to the Supreme Court? Really? And folks, I'm going to tell you something. It's a close call. This is not going to be a 9-0 decision at the Supreme Court. It's not going to be a 6-3 decision at the Supreme Court. It's going to be a 5-4 decision, and I'm not even sure which way it's going to go. And that's what we're going to talk about this hour, is why does it matter? Why does it matter what the facts are about non-citizens living in the United States? Well, it matters a lot. And I can tell you, if you live in a place like Texas or Florida, or if you live in North Carolina, or a lot of other states across this country, it matters a great deal, because your vote, your political representation, is being diluted by non-citizens who are getting legislative representatives, not only in Congress, but at state legislatures and even your local school board, particularly in places like Dallas, Texas, Houston, Texas, where non-citizens are getting legislative clout at local school board level. Now, nothing is non-controversial anymore. Nothing. And folks, you need to understand that there are millions of dollars going behind the attacks on President Trump's decision to add the census question. You don't just go on TV on MSNBC with Rachel Maddow and say, this is a bad idea. That's not how they play. They do a full frontal assault. I was the attorney last week in a House oversight interview of former Kansas Secretary of State Chris Kobach. I was defending Chris Kobach, the Public Interest Legal Foundation. And the questions from Elijah Cummings' staff were astonishing. It was an interrogation of a private American citizen about their personal views about the census. So really, they know no limits. Court costs, no worries there, because the ACLU has an endowment that touches in the hundreds of millions of dollars. So that's not an issue. And they could do depositions. They can file pleading after pleading after pleading with literally 10, 11, 12, 13, sometimes 20 attorneys all working on the pleading, on the document that gets filed in court. That's where we are in 2019, all because we want to know how many citizens are in the United States. How many citizens are in the United States? I would submit to you that this issue is so important to the left that they will stop at nothing. And in the next segment, we're going to be joined by Hans von Spakovsky of the Heritage Foundation. And he will explain to you how family doesn't even matter anymore. Family doesn't matter. I'm J. Christian Adams, in for Sandy Rios on American Family Radio. So what do we do with census data? Well, first of all, folks, we draw congressional lines. In other words, who your congressperson is in part determined by the census, because how many seats each state gets is determined by the census. That's called apportionment in the Constitution. And speaking of the Constitution, The census is in the Constitution. This is not some sort of, you know, whimsical, made-up thing like so much of Washington, D.C. is. It's made up of made-up, whimsical ideas. The census is actually a constitutional exercise, and it requires every 10 years for there to be a count of the people living in the United States. And so when Secretary Wilbur Ross decided to add the census question, he was doing something good in order to figure out what's actually happening out there. So ask yourself, why doesn't the ACLU want you to know how many non-citizens are living in the United States? Could it be that, well, one idea is that it might completely freak you out. You might see the figure that comes out of the 2020 census, and I would suggest you probably will be freaked out, because nobody has collected this information with any degree of certainty. It's never been done in the last, since 1950. So we don't have the answer as to how many non-citizens. Now, a lot of people make estimates, right? A lot of people say, oh, well, there's 12 million. Well, we don't know that. Actually, 12 million is low. It's probably significantly, if not multiplied, exponentially higher than 12 million. And so what the left fears is you sitting around your kitchen table in the morning drinking a cup of coffee like some of you are doing now and opening up the paper, because I know some of you still do, and you look and there's a story about the results of the 2020 U.S. Census, and there's a number in there that runs into the scores of millions about non-citizens, and you drop your cup of coffee in shock. That is what the institutional left is terrified of, because what it means is you're going to be a whole lot less tolerant about porous borders. You're going to be a whole lot less tolerant about the government subsidizing an alien invasion. You're going to be a whole lot less tolerant about foreign languages being spoken in your schools. When you see the number, the real number, not the estimates that we've had to suffer under for the last 60 years. When you see the real number of non-citizens, it is going to be a shockwave through the American body politic. And that's exactly why the ACLU is against collecting real hard data about how many non-citizens live in the United States. We're going to be taking your calls this hour at 1-888-589-8840. I'm J. Christian Adams, subbing for Sandy Rios. I'll be with you, actually, today, tomorrow, Thursday. We'll have a number of great guests this week talking about a lot of issues. But today we're talking about the U.S. Supreme Court, because what happened was that the left-wing group sued Wilbur Ross, the Trump administration, and tried to stop them asking the question, right? You're not allowed to ask. We don't want to know the answer. You shall not put this on the census. That's what they're saying. They're saying, oh, it'll depress turnout because people will be afraid, right? Oh, well, they're going to be terrified to answer the question, are you a U.S. citizen? Well, I disagree with that, because I see marches in California where non-citizens rally with Mexican flags by the thousands and march down the streets saying, I'm a non-citizen. I see rallies in New York City and Washington, D.C., across from the White House, where people say, I'm an illegal alien, or they I'm an undocumented immigrant, and they hold signs up saying that. So now we're expected to believe that that person who's marching down the street, that person who has a sign saying, I'm here illegally, is going to be afraid to fill out the census question? See, you can't ever trust this stuff. They will come up. One of the things that's happening in American law schools, and no doubt the lawyers like Dale Ho of the ACLU, who is on national TV telling us why this is such a bad idea. Mr. Dale Ho and all of his other allied lawyers at the ACLU who oppose the census question, they will argue anything, right? If the sky is blue, they'll argue it's green. If the water's wet, they'll say it's dry. That's where we are in America. I'm J. Christian Adams. I'm in for Sandy Rios. We're talking the Supreme Court case and the census. Up next with Hans von Spakovsky.
As we each solve the puzzle that is our life, we often have questions we can't answer. Usually, they're little nagging questions, but sometimes they're larger. So large, in fact, the answer or even the question itself can have life-changing consequences. June Hunt believes the best answers to these tough questions come from God Himself, and He's given us those answers in the Bible. For more than 20 years now, June has helped callers find these biblical answers and apply them to their lives. You can talk with June on her radio program, Hope in the Night, about an issue, a hurt, a relationship, or another concern in your life. Call 800-NIGHT-17. And remember, there are no hopeless situations, only people who have grown hopeless. There really are biblical solutions for all of life's struggles. Don't wait. Call now, 800-644-4817.
This is Pause to Pray, a moment to stop down from the daily noise of life and pray for our country's leaders.
Today, we pray for Brenda Berman, Commissioner of the United States Bureau of Reclamation. Her agency oversees water resource management related to irrigation, water supply, and hydroelectric power generation. Psalm 95:5 reminds us that both land and sea are God's creation. The sea is His, for He made it, and His hands formed the dry land. Right now, with this in mind, let's pray together. Almighty God, we ask You to guide Brenda Berman in her task as commissioner. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Pause to Pray is a service of this station and the Presidential Prayer Team, a nonprofit, nonpartisan ministry dedicated to encouraging prayer for our nation's leaders. To learn more, go to pausetopray.org.
Fox News Commentary with Todd Starnes.
A disturbing story to share with you from Washington State next.
Truett McConnell University.
My name is Blake Bramlett. I graduated in May of 2016, and I graduated with a degree in interdisciplinary studies, focusing in psychology and missions. The professors here at TMU have really impacted my life in more than one way. In the classroom, of course, but really honestly, what makes the experience at Truett better is that they're mentors to us.
Are you called? Visit truett.edu today.
The Washington State Supreme Court ruled a Christian florist broke the law when she refused to participate in a gay wedding ceremony. Baronelle Stutzman, the owner of Arlene's Flowers, violated the state's anti-discrimination law by declining to provide flowers for the same-sex wedding. Mrs. Stutzman is a Southern Baptist grandmother, and she could face the loss of her business, her life savings, even her home. Alliance Defending Freedom says they plan to appeal the case to the U.S. Supreme Court, setting up a clash over gay rights and religious liberty. Have you noticed all of these cases? The same-sex couples always end up at Christian-owned businesses, the bakeries, the photo shops, the wedding planners, flower shops. They never show up at the Muslim bakeries, do they? It's always the Christians, almost as if they were being targeted. Or maybe it's just a great big coincidence. I'm Todd Starnes.
That's your Fox News commentary.
Don't forget to connect with Sandy Rios in the morning on Facebook or email Sandy at sandy@afr.net. That's sandy@afr.net. Sandy Rios in the morning on American Family Radio.
Morning, I'm Jay Christian Adams in for Sandy Rios, and I have a question for you. Are you a citizen of the United States? It wasn't so hard, was it? It was a yes, no. I think everybody knows the answer. But that's what we're talking about, because it's a huge case coming up before the Supreme Court, and it's going to be decided any day now. It might even be decided tomorrow. You will read about this case in the news, and if you happen to be flipping through the dial and you land on MSNBC, they're going to talk about how this is the end of the world. This is the calamity of calamities, because we're going to ask the question, are you a citizen of the United States? My name is Jay Christian Adams, subbing for Sandy Rios a couple days this week. You can reach me on Twitter at ElectionLawCTR. That's ElectionLawCTR. I'm the president of the Public Interest Legal Foundation. We do election voter fraud litigation across the country. And look, we hear so much about the party of science, right? They believe in facts. And in President Trump's decision to add the census question this year, are you a citizen of the United States, is designed to collect facts about America and who lives here, and how many people who aren't Americans live here. And that's what has the left so completely apoplectic, filing cases across the United States in federal courts. And by the way, I left this out in the last segment, getting judges to agree with them. Judges are shutting down the census question. You are not allowed to ask, are you a citizen of the United States? Procedures may not have been followed in the bureaucracy. And so the question, according to a number of federal courts, is being bounced. And that's why it is now in front of the Supreme Court of the United States, where an all-out war is occurring, launched by the left, to stop the census question from appearing on your census form in 2020. And folks, I want to tell you, they will stop at nothing. They will stop at absolutely nothing. One of the tactics you need to be aware of out there in the real world, and not sitting here in Washington, D.C. like I am, is how the left uses the press at the last second, right before the decision, as the votes are being tallied, to influence the Supreme Court. Now, you all thought that lawyers make arguments, the court goes over the documents very carefully and decides what the right outcome should be. It doesn't work that way now, because the left engineers pseudo-events, fake stories, while the court is making their final decision. That's why Justice Ginsburg was out there over the weekend saying, whoa, many of the cases we have this term are very close, very close. You may have seen that story. What is she doing saying that to the public? Why are you telling us this? But yet she did. And that is a signal to the hounds, to the wolves outside, to keep up the barking, keep up the biting, because it's possibly going to make a difference on these close cases. I'm telling you, folks, they will stop at nothing to have power. You have to remember that. It is intoxicating to the left. It is who they are. It is who the ACLU is now on the side of, is power. People like Dale Ho, they want to preserve political power for partisan interests, and they will stop at nothing, and family doesn't even matter. I'm joined now by a good friend. You may have seen him on Fox also. Hans von Spakovsky at the Heritage Foundation is a expert in this area. And Hans, good morning. How are you?
Christian, I'm doing great. How are you today?
I'm great. And Hans, we've been talking about the census question, and I've been trying to get everybody up to speed on why it matters. We'll talk a little more about redistricting later. But I'd like you to share the lengths that they'll go to kill the census question and how it relates to even broken families. You might ask, well, what in the world does a broken family have to do with the census question, Hans?
Well, what it has to do with is, look, the case was argued in April before the Supreme Court. We'd just been waiting for a decision. And then all of a sudden, a week ago, the New York Times erupts with a story that Justice Department lawyers lied to the courts. And the challengers in this case file a motion with the court in New York. That's the original federal district court judge where this case started. The case is now before the Supreme Court, claiming that Justice Department lawyers lied about the reasons why the census question was reinstated. And what are they talking about? Well, it turned out that the estranged daughter of a guy named Tom Hoffler. Tom Hoffler is a recognized expert on redistricting matters. He worked for the RNC for decades. Well, he died last year, and his estranged daughter got a hold of his computers and gave them to the challengers in this case. And on there, they found this memo, unpublished, a study, actually, in which he said, well, you know, if we find out and get more citizenship data when it comes to redistricting, this may help Republicans if you are drawing districts based on citizen population.
Of course, okay, well, so let's make sure that that's what was clear that just happened. A father and a daughter didn't speak to each other anymore. Their relationship was broken up. And the father happened to work for the RNC doing redistricting, and the daughter happened to not be a Republican. Let's just put it that way. And she goes rifling through his stuff after he dies and discovers a whole bunch of stuff related to private matters for a client about redistricting. And she turns it over to, was it Common Cause?
Yes, it was Common Cause, who's one of the plaintiffs in one of these lawsuits over this issue.
Right, and so what you need to understand, folks, is right now the status quo is giving a political subsidy to areas with large non-citizen population. Let's take Dallas, Texas. Dallas, Texas, and frankly, Houston, Texas, San Antonio, I can name any number of other major American cities like this. Dallas, Texas has a large non-citizen population, and if every statehouse district, let's just say requires 100,000 people, I'm making that number up, and if you're in an area with all citizens, that's 100,000 citizens. But if you're in an area with a lot of aliens, that might be 70,000 citizens, and 30,000 aliens get one statehouse seat because they're counting everybody. They're not deciding to say, oh, we're going to use citizenship data. See, that's what's got these people so crazy, is because now citizenship data will be available. But it's also school board seats, county council seats. All of this matters, and that's what this redistricting memo by Mr. Hoffler, that his daughter, his estranged daughter, turned over to his foes to get before the Supreme Court. Hans, talk about how they manufacture these controversies right at the end of a Supreme Court term.
Yeah, look, the point of that is to derail the case. Look, anybody who went to the oral arguments, I went to the oral arguments in the case for the Supreme Court. I got the impression that this is probably going to be a 5-4 decision upholding the government's right to do this. I think these progressive groups that were there saw the same thing. They're afraid that's going to happen, so they came up with a strategy. Let's try to derail the suit by making this last-minute claim about lies told by the government, even though they don't actually have any evidence of that, because that might disrupt the case and cause the Supreme Court to put off making a decision and send it back down to the lower court. So that's what's going on here. They don't actually have any real evidence that this memo, unpublished, this study, unpublished, ever got in the hands of the Justice Department. And in fact, the Justice Department says, in a letter responding to this, we've never seen this, it's never been in our custody or control or possession. And so they're saying that this, in essence, this is all a fiction created by the challengers in this case, and the only reason to do that is to derail the decision by the Supreme Court.
And of course, dead men don't talk. Tom Hoffler.
Exactly right.
Tom Hoffler, who died last year. Remember, I mean, just think about how unseemly this is, right? Here's a man who has private client, and his daughter doesn't speak to him anymore, and she's a leftist, at least as far as I can tell. He dies, and she goes rifling through his stuff, finds things that she can turn over to his political enemies, and she does that. I mean, isn't it kind of peculiar to me?
Peculiar. Christian, it's not just peculiar, but there's potentially unethical, unprofessional conduct by the lawyers involved. If you look at the ethics code of most states, including the District of Columbia, where the Supreme Court, of course, sits, if there were any documents in Tom Hoffler's computer that were privileged documents, you know, attorney work product, communications with a client, anything that's covered by a privilege, and what you're supposed to do as a lawyer is if you get your hands on materials from a third party that are potentially privileged, you are not supposed to rifle through them and look at them. As an officer of the court, you have an ethical obligation to immediately notify the other party. In this case, it would have been this man's estate and the RNC, that you have gotten your hands on potentially privileged materials. That,
and
of course, was not done.
Let's try to distill this down for the audience a bit. Think about this, folks. First of all, this all starts with a fractured family. Isn't that ironic? In other words, a father and daughter who no longer speak over political differences and who knows what else is the source of an attack on the Trump administration's decision to use the citizenship question on the census. I can't escape that fact. The second thing is, the opponents of the census will haphazardly call people liars. I mean, if you read the pleadings in this case, they're calling Trump Justice Department officials, Commerce officials, abject liars. They're accusing them of being liars. And so here you have a fractured family, accusations of character flaws without any basis. That's how they play, right? We are beyond the age of reasoned discourse with the people who want to dismantle American institutions. We can't say to them, stop doing this, please. You shouldn't be going through a dead man's computer with an estranged daughter to turn over things to weaponize them. That's not how it's supposed to be. They don't care. They are dancing gleefully at this discovery. They are happy to call people liars when they're not because it advances their cause. And folks need to understand that we have entered this dark, corrupted era of political discourse in the United States. We're going to be taking your calls at 888-589-8840. My name is J. Christian Adams. We're on with Hans von Spakovsky talking about the U.S. Census and the big Supreme Court case coming up to be decided any day now, maybe even tomorrow. Hans, do you have a prediction on it?
Yeah, like I said, it's dangerous predicting the Supreme Court, but based on the oral arguments, like I said, I was there. I think we're going to get a 5-4 decision. It ought to be 9-0. It ought to be because the law on this is very clear that the Secretary of Commerce has full authority to determine what the questions are in the census. It ought to be 9-0. But you and I both know, Christian, anytime there's this kind of an issue this important to the progressives, the four liberal justices don't care what the law is. They always go with what the progressives want.
Well, let's talk about something that folks also would appreciate, I think. This is a case of the bureaucrats versus the elected president of the United States. This is a case where the elected president of the United States and his Secretary of Commerce, utilizing a federal law, said there's going to be a question about the citizenship on the U.S. Census. Are you a citizen, yes or no? They decided that because the law says that they have the power to decide that. Because we're a nation of laws, right? Well, the bureaucrats don't like it. And in the federal court filings, there's a lot of testimony by the ACLU about how the bureaucrats didn't think this was a good idea. And the bureaucrats should have a seat at the table. And not just the president or the Secretary of Commerce should be deciding this. And if the bureaucrats disagree, then we have a right to attack it. Hans, what's going on? I thought that when you elect somebody and the law gives them power, they have the power to do something, right?
Well, they're supposed to, but I think people forget the enormous size of the federal government. Literally, there are millions of employees all within this cranky civil service system that was established in the late 1800s that make it virtually impossible to fire anyone, even when they're completely incompetent, even when they are doing everything they can to stop a president from implementing his policies and his priorities. And, you know, presidents only get a couple of thousand political appointees who are trying to rein in this huge civil bureaucracy.
Hans. I got to rein in you because we're up against a break. I'm J. Christian Adams.
Gotcha.
Thanks a lot for having coming on the show, Hans. We'll be back with your calls next at 888-589-8840. I'm Christian Adams in for Sandy Rios on American Family Radio.
For certain men have crept in unnoticed, ungodly men, who turn the grace of our God into lasciviousness, and denying our only master and Lord, Jesus Christ. My name is Abraham Hamilton III, and this is the Hamilton Minute. A street preacher, Pastor David Lynn, was arrested for evangelizing in Toronto's Church Wellesley Village area. He spent the night in jail, and his bail conditions bar him from so-called pride events and from the village area. The arresting officer, an open homosexual, said he arrested Pastor Lynn because of derogatory comments, even though he didn't know what was said. All he knew was that people were disturbed by the comments. As a result, Pastor Lynn was arrested for disturbing the peace. America is heading this way, too.
Listen each weekday from 5 to 6 p.m. Central for the Hamilton Corner with Abraham Hamilton III, public policy analyst for the American Family Association.
Abraham Hamilton III.
God put us in this world at this time to be salt and light. We don't fool because of the darkness that we're facing. This is not the first time in the world's history that it's gotten dark. God has called you and I to be his ambassadors, even in this dark moment.
Tune in to the Hamilton Corner, weekday afternoons at 5 Central on American Family Radio.
Friendships is offering an amazing opportunity for young adults who want to grow in their walk with God, learn relief missions, experience life on the mission field, and become physically fit. Sound like something you're looking for? Check out Seahawk's one-year scholarship program. The next session begins this September and includes a humanitarian aid mission to Israel. Visit friendships.org or phone 337-433-5022.
Brian Fisher here with today's Life and Liberty Minute. Regressive evangelicals seem to think the Bible is all about open borders, but it's not. When Israel approached the Promised Land, Moses asked the kings of Edom and Moab for permission to pass through their territory on the way to Canaan and was denied twice. What did Moses do? Did he invade their land or sneak across their borders? No. The Bible says in Judges 11:18, he, quote, went around the land of Moab and the land of Edom, end quote. The Bible teaches us that borders around countries are God's idea, not man's, and are to be honored and respected. When we protect our sovereign borders from an invasion of illegal aliens who enter without our permission, we are following the template laid down by God himself in his word. There is nothing wrong and everything right about insisting that the people of other nations honor and respect our borders, and God agrees.
Catch Brian Fisher on Focal Point, weekday afternoons at 105 Central on American Family Radio.
This is Frank Affney with the Secure Freedom Minute. In July 1997, I was in Hong Kong when the United Kingdom surrendered that colony to the communist Chinese. The totalitarian PRC thereby achieved the bloodless conquest of millions who enjoyed great freedom and prosperity under British rule. That moment was particularly demoralizing since, despite formal commitments by Beijing to respect the non-communist political system in Hong Kong, clearly, its people would inevitably be deprived of their liberties. Sadly, that has come to pass most recently with the announcement that the Chinese will compel Hong Kong to extradite so-called fugitives without due process, sparking immense popular protests this weekend. The United States has long allowed China to enjoy free trade access to this country's markets via Hong Kong on the condition that the communists respect the former colony's autonomy. The PRC's heavy-handed behavior precludes a continuation of this undeserved sweetheart deal. This is Frank Gaffney.
Sandy Rios in the morning on American Family Radio.
Good morning. I'm J. Christian Adams in for Sandy Rios. Frequent guest on her show. You may have seen me on Fox. I write at PJ Media, a bunch of other places, run the Public Interest Legal Foundation, which is a anti-voter fraud charity. And today we're talking about a big, big case, which incidentally, Public Interest Legal Foundation filed a brief in, just for disclosure. The U.S. Census is going to ask the question, are you a citizen of the United States? You all know the answer to that question. Pretty easy one, isn't it? But a whole bunch of groups are opposed to asking this question. We want to hear from you, 888-589-8840. It's a real simple question the Supreme Court's going to decide, maybe tomorrow, definitely in June, and it's going to make a big difference in the United States. We have your calls next, Charlinda from Texas. How are you doing, Charlinda? Go ahead, Charlinda.
I wanted to just make a quick comment. I hope that they vote that this question stands. Now, my question to you is, what about the questions on the census that are an invasion of privacy?
All right. Charlinda, I think you're breaking up there, and you were saying something about how it's not too invasive or too personal. And look, the census used to ask, how many toilets do you have in your house, right? And some of the opponents of the census question are saying, well, this is too invasive. Nobody will answer this, right? The same people who are marching in our streets saying, I'm an illegal alien, waving Mexican flags. No one's going to answer this question, right? You expect me to believe that. Well, I don't believe that. I'm Jay Christian Adams. We're here for Sandy Rios on American Family Radio. The number for your call is 1-888-589-8840. Let's next go to Patricia in Tennessee. Patricia, you're on with Jay Christian Adams.
Hey, thank you for taking my call. And actually, I have a question that was exactly what you said just now, and very sincere question, because I don't have a problem with them placing this on the census at all. But how many people would you expect that would be non-citizens that would answer that question? Do you have any kind of idea?
Well, look, not everybody is going to answer the question, honestly. But you need to realize in this political environment, created in large part, I will put blame where I think it is due, created in large part by Barack Obama, people don't feel any shame anymore, right? It's, hey, what's wrong with being a non-citizen? I'm going to sit up in the box at the State of the Union address and be featured as a hero because I'm an illegal alien. So do I think people will answer dishonestly? Yeah, some will, but a whole lot less than would have 20 years ago because we have normalized illegal status in the United States. Thank you very much, Patricia. We're going to go to Dwight. Dwight's up in North Dakota. Dwight, good morning. I'm Jay Christian Adams on for Sandy Rios.
Hi there. I don't know if this has been addressed yet or not. We had some trouble getting through. But I was calling about the, you know, the left has said that illegals will be afraid to answer the census question. And I think that the left is misrepresenting the reason. I don't think that they'd be afraid to answer it. But I do think that it's one thing to be out and proud and protesting that you have a right to be here. But on the other hand, if you are here illegally and you are participating in U.S. elections, and I believe that they are, then you're not going to answer a question, honestly, that would jeopardize your ability to do that.
Well, like I said, there's no way to control that. Right, we don't have the census form doesn't come with probes to attach to people's chest to take their polygraph while they're offering the with their pen in their hand. We can't solve that. We can't fix everything. But we can make the census better than it is now, and many of them will answer legally. You folks, you do not underestimate. Nothing against North Dakota, but do not underestimate the political zeal that the illegal alien movement has in many places where they just don't care. They're not ashamed of it. They're marching in the streets. They have clubs in high schools. They go and get benefits at state welfare agencies despite their status. You really think in the privacy of their own home that they're going to... And remember, it's not all illegals, folks. You're focused on illegals. There's plenty of non-citizens with green cards. There's plenty of non-citizens here on student visas. There's plenty of non-citizens here on HB1 visas. And if they were to lie, sayonara, they can jeopardize their status in the United States. So, look, we're focused on illegals with the possibility of not telling the truth, but I'm telling you there's millions of others that are here legally that are going to tell the truth. And so the ones who are here illegally... And by the way, many of them live with the ones who are here legally, okay? Many of them, if you drive around in certain neighborhoods and you see the 4 or 5 or 6 cars in the driveway, you know that there's multifamilies there. And some of them might have the green card and some of them might not. So we have to start collecting data. We start to have to collect data. And you're right, they're voting. I mean, that's a whole other topic I covered last time I guest hosted for Sandy. Publicans Legal Foundation has been finding non-citizens voting across the United States. You should read some of the stuff. Please go to publicinterestlegal.org and read some of the letters from aliens who say things like, please take me off the voter rolls. I thought this was the student council election at my college. So it is happening. And that is why the left, the ACLU, does not want you to know the facts. Do not want you to know the facts. Because it will shock you. It's 888-589-8840. I'm Jay Christian Adams. Good morning. Let's go to Ann in Alabama. Ann, how are you doing this morning?
Good morning, Ann.
Yes, I didn't hear the Ann part. Thank you. How can we call the Supreme Court justice?
Oh, how tempting this call. How can you call the Supreme Court and tell them what they ought to do? Oh, boy, Ann, I'm so tempted to help you with that. But alas, that's not how the system is supposed to work. Remember, we talked in the last segment about how the institutional left has a campaign to badger the Supreme Court this last month of June with threats, news stories, on and on, in order to get them to change their votes. Well, when I was in law school, and that was 23, 24, 25 years ago, we were taught that what you do is you brief a case, you argue the case, and that's the end of it. We were not taught that part of lawyering, like the ACLU apparently believes in, like Dale Ho at the ACLU believes part of lawyering is to do last segment bomb campaigns, smearing dead men, okay? Getting news stories at MSNBC and the Washington Post to influence the Supreme Court at the last second. We were never taught that in law school when I went. Okay, so I'm not going to give you the contact information to call the Supreme Court because it's not supposed to work that way. Unfortunately, like every other American institution, the institutional left is destroying it, is changing the rules of the game, is changing what weddings mean, changing what freedom means, changing what free speech means, changing how court decisions are made. They are marching right through the things that you value. And one of the things we value as Americans is a judiciary that is detached from whims and passions. And we give judges lifetime tenure in order to do that. But guess what? The judges' clerks don't have lifetime tenure. And many of them are 24-year-old leftist pinheads working for Justice Breyer or Kagan or Sotomayor or Ginsburg, and they're watching MSNBC. And they're watching Dale Ho get on from the ACLU, Rachel Maddow, or some other show and talk about how a dead man's daughter went through his computer and found a memo. And that's how they want the Supreme Court to be deciding things at the last second. They're marching through the institution of how courts are deciding cases. And you should be very concerned about this, just like they're marching through your institutions that you value. It is a much bigger march than you realize. 888-589-8840. I'm Jay Christian Adams. We're going to go to Greg. Greg is in Kentucky. Oh, Greg's on. Lost Greg. Well, that's all right. You're next if you call 888-589-8840. Go ahead. Sally, how are you doing, Sally?
Hello?
Hey, Sally, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Houston.
Ah, how's Houston this morning?
I just had a call. Well, my husband and I just got back from Sweden, and one of the ladies, we were walking through the park, and one of the ladies said, she said, I was born and raised in Stockholm. She said, my husband and I are leaving because she said, the government's bending over backwards for immigrants, and they don't give a hoot about the native citizens. And I thought, well, that sounds familiar. But again, I have to guard against being cynical because if someone's willing to break the law to come into this country, they probably won't be honest on the form. But again, you have to pursue the highest purpose, the best purpose. So yes, it needs to be on there. I also wonder, you know, who's in charge of counting these census forms and just just like counting, you know, the votes. I'm very thankful for people like you and AFA who, you know, they pursue the best possible, God's best, you know, purpose. It's just hard not to get cynical, isn't it?
It is. But you know what? If we get cynical, we lose the country. And so you can't be cynical. You have to call out these people when you can. And you talk about Sweden. You know, I know some people who are immigrants, legal immigrants, I might add, from Eastern Bloc countries that lived under left-wing Bolshevik communist socialist rule, okay? And they've seen these gangsters up close. And when they try to get visas or naturalization processes started from those countries, especially during the Obama administration, they were always met with, oh, that'll take like 10 months. Just get in line. Oh, you're from, well, I won't use the word the President Trump used, okay, because it sent them into orbit, and I think I would be beeped and so forth, rightfully so. But when you're from one of those countries, by golly, get right up in the front of the line. Welcome to America. What can we give you, right? And so you're right. It seems that the places that understand the policies of the left have the hardest time getting into this country. But, you know, let's get the census going. Let's ask the question. John in Texas. John, you know, it's funny. If you're calling me from Texas, from Houston, I have a lawsuit against Harris County, Texas, trying to get them to disclose public records about non-citizens on the voter rolls in Houston. We've been fighting them in federal court for over a year. They still won't give up the records. What's going on in Houston, John? Do you know the answer? John from Texas?
Yes, sir.
What's going on there, John?
Well, you know, a lot of people show up to the driver's license and they ask them if they want to be on an election, you know, be able to vote. And so it's called motor voter. So a lot of these people show up and they are allowed to vote, but the citizen question is not asked. And so therefore, they automatically get put on the voter roll.
Right. And John, let me take over because we're running out of time. In Harris County, Texas, that's happening and they're hiding the records of it. I have Public Interest Legal Foundation is suing Harris County simply to get public records, as we're suing Pennsylvania to get public records about non-citizens getting on the rolls. You would think that they'd say, oh my gosh, we're so sorry we made mistakes. Here's the records. But, you know, folks, that's not how it works anymore. Listen, I'm J. Christian Adams. It's been great joining you the last hour. I'm gratefully appreciative to Sandy Rios and American Family Radio for having me guest host today. I will be doing it again tomorrow. Same AFA time, same AFA channel. If you want to join in tomorrow, I'm J. Christian Adams. And you can reach me on Twitter if you want to give me a follow, you want to say something, want to comment, want to say, you know, something else. It's at Election Law CTR, at Election Law CTR. And I am so grateful to be here, and thank you for your calls, and we'll see you tomorrow.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast may not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.